You are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
And 127 tonight, Psalms 127, and we're going to look at verse number 1. I'm not even going to deal with the entire verse. In verse 1, I only want to deal with the first clause of verse number 1. Again, we are primarily concerned with Psalm 27:1, and that first clause is what I want us to consider tonight. And notice what the Bible says tonight. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord, or except the Lord, builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. And so if we believe the scripture tonight, it's going to be imperative that we allow the Lord to build our house. When a person allows God to build their house, I want you to understand that a house can represent a home. It can represent a family, but when the Bible talks about unless the Lord builds the house, I want us to receive tonight that house also represents a person's life. And so when it comes to our house, when it comes to our family, when it comes to our life, we want the Lord to do the building. We want the Lord to do the building. And whenever we allow him to do the building, when we allow him to build our house, when we allow him to build our life, I want us to receive tonight that we are allowing him to help us to get our house in order. We are allowing him to help us to get our life in order. And that's what we want, because notice again, except the Lord, or unless the Lord builds the house, notice this, if I don't let the Lord build the house, then I'm going to labor in vain to build it. I'm going to labor in vain. I'm going to try to get it in order. But because I'm not allowing God to do the building, it's not going to be in order. And so based upon that tonight, I want to teach from the subject, get your life in order. Get your life in order. Again, life representing our house, life representing our family. And so we want to talk tonight from that subject, get your life in order. Understand, when a person's life is in order, I want you to receive two things tonight. When a person's life is in order, when they are allowing God to build, according to God's will. If I allow the Lord to build my life, if I allow him to help me to get my life and productivity. Why? Because I am ordering my life according to God's will, according to God's written will, as well as that which is revealed based upon what is written. And so it is important tonight again that if we're going to get our house in order, if we're going to live a fruitful life, a productive life, then we have to do so based upon the will of God, based upon the word of God. Number two, when a person's life is in order, you are allowing God to build, to establish, or to develop your life. Hear me tonight. When you're allowing God to build your life, your life, again, is going to be in order because you are going to allow God to build, to establish, or to develop your life. Now, understand, when it comes to God, He is the blueprint for success. God is the blueprint for productivity. He is the blueprint for abundant life. He has it for His people. But if I'm going to receive it, then I have to allow Him to build. I have to allow Him to establish as well as develop my life. Because again, God is the blueprint for success. If you really want to have a successful life, if you want to live a productive life, then you have to allow God to build your house. You have to allow God to build your life. And that is going to be important tonight when we look. Now, whenever God gets to building our life, when He gets to establishing our life, and we are to the point to where we're living a productive life, we're to the point to where we're experiencing success due to God. You also have to understand what's important tonight is that you maintain it. We have to maintain a productive life. We have to continue allowing God to establish us. We have to continue allowing God to develop us. Now, when you maintain something, number one, receive tonight, it is to keep in proper order. I want to keep my life in proper order. I don't want any disorder in my life, because when your life becomes dysfunctional, if you will, then your life, there's going to be chaos in your life. There's going to be confusion in your life. And God does not desire for His people to be confused. But again, when you begin to live a productive life, when you begin to allow God to order your life or to get your life in order, you want to maintain that. You want to make sure, again, that you are keeping it in the proper order. You don't want anything to get out of order. When God starts giving you instructions of how you need to do things or how you need to carry things out, you want to make sure that you keep things in its proper order. This is the way God told me to do it, and so I'm going to continue doing it this way. This is how God told me that if I do this, that, and the other, I would be successful. And so I just want to keep doing it the way God told me to do it. Now, understand, you may see others doing things differently than how God told you to do it. But if you recognize that that's God ordering your life, if that's God building your house, no matter what you may see others doing, continue to keep things in its proper order. Continue to do what it is that God is telling you to do. Number two, when you maintain, it also says, and this is important, that we have to keep a hold against attack. Whenever God starts to build our life, then we're going to come under attack. We're going to come under attack. And so you want to maintain. You want to keep living a successful life. You want to keep being about being productive, even under attack. And you will be attacked. Don't ever think if you're doing God's will that you're never going to come under attack. Your house will come under attack. Your life will come under attack because you're doing what God told you to do. Because you're being about your business in the way that God told you to go ahead and be about it this way. Go ahead and do it this way. You acknowledge Him and He directed your path, showed you exactly how to get something done. You have to understand, child of God, that you're going to come under attack. And when your house is under attack, when your life is under attack, you have to hold fast. You can't give up. You can't lose confidence because you're being attacked. And sometimes when we're being attacked, we have to understand that God is simply taking us to another level. He's causing us to arise. He's causing us to come into better, if you will. A lot of time when we look at the Bible, a lot of people entered into better through an attack, through an attack upon their life. And as they trusted God, listen to me, or as they allowed God to build their life, they entered into better, even though they came under attack. We are all at some point going to come under attack, but you have to maintain. If you know God is blessing you, then I'm saying tonight, don't get out of his will for nothing or for nobody. Don't get out of his will. Keep things in its proper order. Why? Because you recognize the importance of allowing God to build your life or to get your life in order. And I don't know about you, but I'm so happy tonight that years ago I made a decision to allow God to help me get my life in order. Because I don't know about you, I remember a time when my life was out of order. I was not in God's will. I was doing things my way. I was doing what I wanted to do, and it was causing death or ruin. But when I got saved, I wanted God to build my house. I wanted God to help me get my house in order. Lord, help me to get my life in order. And understand, when you begin to allow him, notice Psalms 127 and 1 again, you have to recognize the seriousness of this scripture. Because again, the psalmist said, unless the Lord builds the house, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. See, there's an alternative. I don't have to allow God to order my life. I don't have to allow him to order my house. I can do it myself. I can do things my way. And sadly, in the church, there exists a great deal of people who will not allow God to help them get their life in order. And this is the reason we see so many saints in the church and they're not productive in every aspect of life. Because wherever we find that we are not being productive, I guarantee you, if you'll check out that area of your life, that's what you're building. That's what you're laboring to do. That's your plan that you're following. Those are your ideals. And whenever we don't, again, allow God to build our life or our house, we gonna labor in vain to build. And I don't know about you, but I don't like laboring in vain. I don't like laboring in vain. I want to labor the right way. I want to work because I'm a hard worker, but I don't want my work to be in vain. The old saint used to say they don't want their labor to be in vain. I want what I do to cause success. And notice tonight, again, because this is important, if we don't allow God to build, and we go about trying to build, we go about trying to establish our own life, then our labor, our work is going to be in vain. Now, in vain suggests that our life will not be productive. We will not live a blessed life. Listen to me, saints. We will not reach the point to where we are productive in every aspect of life. And this is God's desire. God wants his people to be productive in every single aspect of life. But if I don't let God help me to get my life in order, whatever I try to do outside of God is not going to be successful. It's not going to be successful. And again, when it comes to every aspect of our life, we want to be productive. When it comes to finances, we want to see productivity. If you're a single person, you need to be productive. If we're married, our marriages need to be productive. When it comes to our health, we need to be productive. In every single aspect of life, we want to be productive. If you're a business owner, you want your business to be productive. Wherever you're employed, wherever you're working, when it comes to your career, you want to be productive. Every single aspect of life, We want to be productive. Understand me tonight. A productive life, the way that I'm teaching tonight, again, don't miss it, is a life that's in order. When you are productive in every aspect of your life, it's not by accident. It's not by coincidence, but it's only because you have allowed the Lord to build your house. You allowing him to get your life or to help you get your life in order. But notice, according to the book of Jeremiah, I told you we were going to turn to a lot of scriptures tonight and just have a good old-fashioned Bible study. Notice Jeremiah 22 tonight. Notice Jeremiah 22, because according to Psalm 127 and 1, there is an alternative. There's an alternative. We don't have to allow God to build our house. We don't have to allow God to help us to get our life in order. Realize that. Why is that, Pastor? Because we were all created as free moral agents. God give us the power of choice. He desires to help us. He want to help somebody tonight to get your life in order. He want to help you to get your family in order. But you don't have to allow him to help. You can continue laboring in vain. You can continue to labor again in vain. And most folk, when they labor in vain, whether they admit it or not, sooner or later they're going to reach a point of frustration. Because no matter how hard they try, they're not happy. No matter how hard they try, they can't reach their goal. They can't find success in what they're doing. And hear me tonight, because somebody that's listening, you don't need a better job. You don't necessarily need more money. You need to allow God to build or to order your life. And when you allow God to build your house or order your life, I'm telling you, you're going to be a blessed somebody. You're going to be happy. But many of us know from experience, struggling to do things on our own leads to frustration. And there are people with plenty of money frustrated and depressed. There are people that live in the big house. They got the so-called big house. But yet there is frustration inside of the big house. Woo, teach it right tonight, Pastor. Why? Because you have a group of people not allowing God to build the house. And see, I want to always allow God to help me to get my house in order. And I want to allow him to help me to maintain that order. Lord, come on and help me. I'm a free bar agent. I'm going to allow you. I'm going to choose to allow you to help me to get my life in order. And then when my life comes under attack, I'm going to allow you to help me to resist what it is that's trying to cause ruin or devastation in my life. See, I'm going to maintain it. I'm going to maintain it. Now, notice what the book of Jeremiah tells us tonight. In Jeremiah 22, in verse number 13, y'all hang in here tonight. Listen to what the book of Jeremiah 22 and 13 teaches us. He said, woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness. Woe to him or to her who builds his house by unrighteousness. Notice this. We can build our house, our life, by unrighteousness. But see, when a person begins to build their house by unrighteousness, they're not doing things God's way. Let me say it again. When you're building your house, your life, by unrighteousness, you're not building according to God's plan. You're not building according to God's word. You are building in vain. You are building in vain. Now listen, when we build in vain, it says that we're ordering our life according to our thoughts. I'm getting my life in order, but it's according to what I feel I need to do. It's according to my own wisdom. I'm going about to establish my own life. I got my own plan, God. I know what you would have for me to do, but I'm not yielding to that. I'm not submitting to that. I'm going about doing things my way. And I'm building according to unrighteousness. Listen, I'm building outside of God's will. Woo! See, there's danger there. There's danger when we build according to unrighteousness. Because notice how verse 13 starts out. Woe. Woe. Woe to him. Woe to her. Woe to them who builds his house by unrighteousness. Woe is a warning of judgment. See, judgment is coming upon those who build in vain. Calamity is coming upon the house where folk build in vain. Where people choose to ignore God. God is desiring to help them get their life in order, but they would rather build by unrighteousness. They would rather do things that are outside of God's will rather than to remain in his will. And see, you're building in vain. And your life is going to be one of ruin, death, and devastation. Why? Because you are building again in vain. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. So when you're building in vain, you're building according to unrighteousness. And see, as people of God, we have to know how to take heed to God when he starts speaking to us about our life. When he starts pointing out to us things that are not according to his will, things that we're doing that's not according to his plan, then we have to acknowledge God. We have to acknowledge God to the point to where when God starts to deal with me and he begins to show me where I'm building in vain, I don't want to fight him. I don't want to resist God. I want to repent. I want to turn. And I want to let God know, look, Lord, I want to build according to your plan. I want you to order my life. I want you to get my life in order. Because I don't want my life to be one of ruin. I don't want my life to be one of death. So yeah, Lord, help me. Help me to get my life in order. Help me to get my house in order. Because I don't want judgment upon my house. I don't want judgment upon my life. Listen, I don't want God to speak bad over my life because I'm building in vain. I don't want to do it. Because the one thing you have to recognize as a child of God, one thing we always have to know about God, is that the Most High is a God of order. He's a God of order. And anytime our lives are out of order, we're not in God's will. We're not in his will the way that we need to be. And there's a whole lot of folk that they're not in God's will the way that they need to be. And that's when he's sending this message that it's time for us to get our life in order. Time for us to get our house in order. Why? Because God want to bless your house. He want to bless your life. But I have to allow him to be the builder. I have to allow him to establish. I have to allow God to develop my life. Show me what to do. Show me how to handle things. Show me the way that I should go. Show me, Lord, the way that I don't need to go. Show me the friends that need to be in my life. Show me those who are not a part of your plan for my life and what you're going to do in my life. Notice First Corinthians. Because I said something important when I said the Most High is a God of order. Notice First Corinthians. Some of you know where I'm going. 1 Corinthians 14. See, he's a God of order. He's a God of order. Look at 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, verse number 40. This is what God says to the church through the Apostle Paul. Notice 1 Corinthians 14, 40. He said, let all things be done decently and in order. Let all things be done decently and in order. See, he's a God of order. And if I am of God, if I am God's child, then my life should reflect my God. If my God is a God of order, then my life should be one of order. Come on. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. See, I want the mind of God. I want my life in order. I don't want to name the name of Christ, but when people look at my life, it's not in order. Or when I look at my house, I know that my house is not in order, yet I say that I am of God. No. I want God to help me get my life in order. Why? Because there are times that we err. There are times that we get out of God's will. But one thing I love about God, if you get out of God's will, if you truly saved, if you're truly born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, God is going to deal with you. He's going to deal with you and he's going to help you get your life in order. He's going to help you. I can't count how many times that I've gotten out of God's will. Just simply did something in a way that he didn't want me to do it that way. And I had to humble myself and allow God to help me to get my life in order. Help me to get this right, Lord. Because I know you. You're a God of order. You're a God of order. Receive tonight that order is necessary to reach our destination or to fulfill our purpose. Order is necessary in order for us to reach our destination or to fulfill our purpose. Order is necessary. And see, God sends order into our lives so that we can be who he ordained us to be. We can have what he has ordained for us to have. We can accomplish what he has ordained for us to accomplish. And so that order is necessary. And whenever you see people whose life is not in order, you're also looking at a group of folk or an individual who will never reach their destiny in God. They'll never fulfill their purpose in God. See, because again, they're building in vain. They're building in vain. And we don't want to build in vain. I want to allow God to help me to get my life in order. So again, I'll reach my destiny, my destination. I'll fulfill what it is that God has assigned for my life. And there are a lot of people who don't reach their full potential in God. They never fulfill their purpose. Because they're always going about doing things their own way. Not allowing God to build the house or to build their life. Notice what Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 29. Notice what Jeremiah says in the book of Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah 29. Well, Pastor, I'm just going to do it my way. No, your way ain't going to work. Your way ain't going to work. That's when God has given us his word. That's when he's given us the word. What do Matthew 24:35 say? Heaven and earth shall pass, but my word will by no means pass. See, we got to do it God's way. We got to do it God's way. Isaiah 55:8, he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways. We know, of course, the scripture teaches us that as high as the heavens are from the earth, so are his ways from our ways, and so are his thoughts from our thoughts. You have to come to the end of yourself. You have to come to the point to where you tired of trying to do it yourself. And you're going to let God help you get your life in order. Notice, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Remember what I said, his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher. His ways are so much higher. So see, when it comes to God helping you to get your life in order, see, it may or may not be what you want. It may or may not be what you want to do. And that's when you got to remember, okay, his thoughts are not my thoughts. His ways are not my ways. Lord, I just want to do it your way. I want you to build. I'm going to make you my builder. I'm going to allow you to build my life. I'm going to allow you to establish my life. I want you to develop my life. And when God starts developing a person's life, listen, they're going to be exactly who God ordained for them to be. I don't care who fights them. I don't care who lines up to defeat them. If a person submits wholeheartedly to God's will and allow God to help them get their life in order, that person going to be exactly who God ordained for them to be. Listen, they're going to have exactly what God ordained for them to have. See, it was God working with the nation of Israel to give them something precious that he had for them. But he had to build the house. He had to order their steps. And we know those who submitted to him, we know in the end that they reached the promised land, or the land of Canaan, the land of abundance. But they had to allow God to build the house. And I'm telling somebody tonight, whenever we allow God to help us to get our life in order, you're going to have everything God desires for you to have. You're going to be everything he desires for you to be. You're going to defeat every enemy that rises against you with the help of God. Why? Because every time you face enemies, you deal with your enemies allowing God to order your step or to show you what you need to do. Don't go at your enemies on your own. Don't fight your battle on your own. When God starts building our house, you have to be to the point to where you recognize that the battle is not mine, but it belongs to the Lord. And if I allow God to help me get my life in order, God going to show me how to defeat my enemies. He's going to show me. He's going to show you, child of God, how to defeat, listen, every one of your enemies, not some of them, but every one of them. But again, if I'm laboring in vain, if I'm building, then my enemies will defeat me. Those who shouldn't overcome me will be too powerful for me. Because instead of me allowing God to build the house, to build my life, I'm laboring in vain. And you don't want to do it. No. Notice his thoughts. Notice what God said in the book of Jeremiah in the 11th chapter. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, of prosperity, and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. See, when God is building the house, he has a plan for your life. He has a plan for my life. He has a plan for your house. He has a plan for my house. He has a plan for his church. He has a plan for your business. He has a plan for your marriage. And see, he knows the thoughts that he thinks towards us. God knows how to help us get our life in order. He knows how to help us. He knows how to help us do it. But see, we got to trust him. We got to trust him. And we got to trust him wholeheartedly. We got to trust him, and we got to trust him again wholeheartedly. In allowing him to build our life or to help us get our life in order. Notice the book of Psalms. Notice the book of Psalms. Psalms 37. Notice the book of Psalms in 37. Psalm the 37th chapter. See, we got to trust him. Because if I don't trust God, I won't obey him. If you don't trust God, you won't obey him. And so when God starts building, when he starts establishing, when he starts developing your life, if you don't trust him, you won't obey him. If you don't trust him, you won't do the things he tells you to do. And notice Psalms 37 and 23. Notice this now, because again, we free moral agents. We free moral agents. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. So I got a power of choice. I can choose. I can choose. I can choose to allow the Lord to build my house. I can let him build my life, or I can labor in vain doing what I want to do. My labor will be in vain, but I'm having it my way. But see, notice Psalm 37, 23 said, the steps of a good man, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he, or the Lord, delights in his way. Notice that. Again, God is a God of order. And since we are God's children, he gonna order our steps. Why is God gonna order my steps? Because I'm his child. Why is God ordering your steps? Because you're his child. You're his child. And notice he said the steps of a good man, they are ordered by who? The Lord. But see, sometimes when God starts ordering our steps, start building our life, we get hard-headed. We get hard-headed. We get what the Bible calls stiff-necked. We harden our heart. Here God is trying to help you get your life in order. So he's showing you the steps you need to take to fix a problem, to deal with a situation, or to make a situation better. But then we harden our heart and we won't obey him. We won't do the things that he's telling us we need to do. And see, notice this, when the Lord orders our steps, he is in truth building our house. When God starts ordering a person's steps, he's helping that person get their life in order. Guess what? Because sometimes for some folk, life can be so out of order that we don't even know the steps to take. Woo! We don't even know the first step to take because things are so out of order. But then when I say to God, Lord, I'm going to let you build my house. I'm going to let you build my life. Help me to get my life in order. Then God steps in and he starts ordering our steps. I know I'm talking from experience. I would not be where I am tonight if I did not allow God to order my steps. I want to be transparent with you tonight. There were some things going on just this week that me and Sister Donna had to sit down and allow God to order our steps. Let him show us exactly how he wants things to be. See, when you do that, you allowing him to build your house. You allowing him to help you get your life in order. And see, he starts giving you instructions or steps. Notice, when you take them, he delights in your way. When you take them, he's pleased with you. And see, I'm going to tell you tonight, I was so happy that we decided to say to God, we want things to be your way. Because when we did so, he showered down blessings. You're never going to do what God tells you to do and God not bless you. But sadly, there are those who would rather pretend that the steps they're taking of those that God said to take, rather than to really recognize that some steps we take are going to be challenging. They're going to be challenging. Steps that you take that are ordered by God, listen to me, because God ordered them does not suggest nor mean that they're easy steps. No, the steps of a good man, they're ordered by the Lord, and he or the Lord delights in his way. Nothing delights God more than when his people allow him to build their house, to build their life. He's pleased with us when we allow him to help us to get our house in order, to get our life in order. And then we let him help us maintain that, to hold that against attacks. Woo! Look at Proverbs 3. Look at Proverbs 3, because I didn't got excited. Look at Proverbs 3. Look at Proverbs 3. But I wanted to be transparent with you. Because often we're in the will of God, but then things happen to try to pull us out of God's will. Try to pull us out of God's will. And so it's always good to abide in God's will. It's always good to know exactly how God wants you to do a thing and then do it the way he wants you to do it. He'll bless you in a tremendous way. He'll shower you down with favor, and he'll do things for you that he recognizes, hey, they can't do this on their own. They can't do this on their own. Look at Proverbs, the third chapter. Look at Proverbs, the third chapter tonight. Notice Proverbs, the third chapter, as we bring it to a close. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked. Notice, a wicked person is one who labors in vain, who builds in vain, who does not do things according to God's will. Notice that the Bible said the curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked. See, a wicked person is not going to allow God to help them to get their life in order. They're not going to allow God to help them to get their life in order. And see, that the curse is going to be, listen, upon their house. Remember what I told you, a house is figurative of a person's life. See, the curse of the Lord is on the life of the wicked. But he blesses the house, look at that, or the home, or the life of the just. Receive tonight that a cursed life equates a cursed house. And a cursed house equates a cursed life. See, if your house is cursed, your life is cursed. And if your life is cursed, your house is cursed. But on the other hand, if my house is blessed, then my life is blessed. If my life is blessed, I know my house is blessed. How do I do it, Pastor? By being a just person. Just according to Psalm 127 and 1, a just person allows God to build their house. A just person allows God to help them to get their life in order. And when you are a just person, listen to me, God's blessings are upon you. His favor is upon you. Why? Again, Psalm 37 and 23, when you do what God wants you to do, then he delight in your ways. And see here again, let me read it again real quick. We're closing. Lord have mercy. Proverbs 3:33, the curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked. Remember we talked about in Jeremiah 22:13, woe is those who build by unrighteousness. See, that's wickedness. We don't want to be wicked people before God. We want to be just people. And however God is choosing to deal with you tonight about getting your life in order, about getting your house in order, whatever you do, child of God, submit to his way. Do what it is that he's telling you to do. As he gives you instructions, do it his way. And his blessings will be upon your life. His blessings will rest upon your house. Notice the curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he or the Lord blesses the home, the life of the just. See, when we allow God to help us to get our life in order, we're going to live a blessed life, a productive life, a successful life. That's what we want. But we have to allow God to build the house, to build our life, or to help us to get our life in order, get our house in order. Important message tonight. Important message. I'm looking right at some of you. It's time to get your house in order. It's time to get your life in order that God can rain down his blessings in the way that he wants to do it. Obey him. Obey him. I don't know about you, but I'm purposed tonight to allow the Lord to help me to maintain against attacks so that my life or my house will be built according to his will and not my will. This has been Pastor Leonard Cochran here from a place of refuge, Noonan. And I'm reminding you tonight that Jesus is a refuge. Listen to God. Get your life in order by allowing God to help you. Let him be the builder. Let him be the builder. If you err tonight, let him be the builder. If you're under attack, let him be the builder. Because if you're the builder, you labor in vain. But if you let God help you, I'm sending a 911 word that he will bless your life. He will bless your house in a tremendous way. We love you, and until next time, God bless you.
What's up, Refuge family and friends? We have some exciting news for you.
That's right. The Refuge House is here and will be open every third Saturday of each month starting this month on May 15th.
That's right. We are here to provide some supplies and resources to help meet some of the basic needs of our community.
So thank you for your support and prayers.
And remember, Jesus is a refuge. Make no more excuses.
Thank you for watching today's live stream service with Pastor Leonard D. Cochran of A Place of Refuge, Noonan. We would love to hear from you. If you have been helped, strengthened, or encouraged by the word, let us know. Also, don't forget to connect with us on all of our major social media platforms to receive exclusive information and updates with all things Refuge Noonan.
A Place of Refuge Noonan is located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. If you would like to visit us, our worship times are every Sunday at 10:15 a.m. on location and live at 10:45 a.m. We also have service every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. via Facebook and YouTube Live. And remember, Jesus is a refuge.
Let the word be.